the podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3, Double T 97.3.com, and the Double T 97.3 mobile app. Presented by Happy State Bank with Mike Gustafson and Clint Scott. I'm Aaron Dickens. We would love to hear from you today. Let us know what you think on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, Double T 97.3.com. If you had a big weekend or whatever, let us know. All guests appear via the Benchmark Hotline. We're going to 6:30 today. Rangers baseball coming up. They're taking on the Orioles in Arlington. First pitch, 7:05 from Globe Life Field. Astros also in action, playing the Red Sox. That game gets started around 7:10 or so. Coverage begins 6:40 on 100.7 The Score. Gus, how you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I noticed that someone brought in the cactus this morning.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we wanted.
Yeah. Is it looking better your professional doctor's eyes?
It seems like the base of it's less dark. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Seems the same to me.
All right. Maybe. You know, it needs less water and more sun, people. Got that?
I'm taking notes.
I'm not watering anything ever again.
I think all of us DJs sit in here and dump. And well intended. Don't get me wrong.
It probably gets watered every show.
Exactly. And then no sun. Like the opposite of its distant cousins out there in the desert that are getting no water, lots of sun.
We have a special show on deck for you today. Because in honor of the trade deadline in Major League Baseball, which is later today, correct? Or is it tomorrow? Trade deadline?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I believe the deadline that is today, I believe, is the signing of the draft, like the MLB draft guys. That one, I think, we've got an hour to go.
Padres with a big pickup today. Trade-wise, but we will do the annual tradition on Tech Talk, which we've done pretty much every year since 2016. But luckily for both of you, I think it's the first time you have no idea what this is.
All right.
The Monkey Paw Trade Machine.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. Spent all weekend preparing.
Am I going to win any money?
No. No, you will not win anything.
Is that just because you don't think I'm going to do well, or there's nothing up to grab?
There's nothing up for grabs. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line from Derek. Howdy, y'all. Is it football season yet? No, close, though. We are in football month. There will be college football in just a few weeks. I think 3 weeks from Saturday, as a matter of fact. We'll actually have some honest-to-goodness college football.
Yeah.
We have other news. NFL, Deshaun Watson, the independent arbitrator, dishing out a 6-game suspension for Deshaun Watson, which I think is woefully too short. I'm curious y'all's take.
Yeah, I was, I wonder how much the last year being, not playing was sort of a de facto, like he was, what were we talking about? The Kansas is self-administered, what do they call it? Self-penalizing?
Sure. Right, yeah, self-imposed.
Self-imposed, yeah, that how much of that got factored into it? Because 6 by itself probably isn't enough, but a year and 6, maybe that is enough, and who knows what's right there. Of course, the facts of this, we know there's no criminal. There's not going to be any criminal stuff, and 23 of the 24 have been settled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the NFL has the option to appeal the ruling within 72 hours, and then I think Roger Goodell gets to make the final call, or at least the NFL gets to make the final call, and I would be... I don't know, but I'd be very surprised if they don't. I think ideally they would like to, have this kind of independent process and right. Have all of it taken off of their heads and their hands. But six games for this, especially when the disciplinary officer, Sue L. Robinson, established or concluded that, A, Watson lied during his testimony to the NFL, concluded that he did go there for, like, sexual reasons. He did go there trying to, you know, touch or be touched inappropriately. I'm not trying to get too graphic here.
Right.
But that he did all of those things. And yet they only go... She only goes with a six-game suspension. I find that very, very odd.
Yeah, and that, you know, if you watch the Bryant Gumbel show, you know, his monthly show on HBO did a full segment, which means you're about to get 60 minutes treatment. You're about to get 15 to 20 minutes of undivided attention, and it was pretty there aren't many punches pulled on that show. They don't have to agree to avoid the words and some of the thing, you know, that's a HBO show as opposed to CBS and 60 Minutes. So, and you know, that story, it wasn't just a one-time deal. 23, 24, 25. Yeah. Like he had a thing. He had a pattern.
The judge said, again, rejected Watson's categorical denial of wrongdoing. The judge rejected Watson's denial that he ever got the full attention, if you know what I mean, during those massages. And she also concluded that Watson lied while testifying about the most important aspects of this case. The judge found or concluded that Watson did intend to cause contact with his, you know, man, member, whatever. Did so for an adult purpose and knew that contact was unwanted. And how can you conclude all those things and go, six games?
Right.
You know, this isn't like a couple of parking tickets, right? Or setting off some fireworks into the city limits. Yeah, that's embarrassing. I don't get that part at all. This and the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Do y'all remember how many games Ray Lewis was suspended for when he pled down a murder charge, or was his punishment playing in Baltimore and getting in the Hall of Fame? Yeah, I don't get it, man. This in the chat line. Do you guys think you would have received more than six games if the police raided a house of adult entertainment and was on video getting, 20 services or whatever? I don't know, man. I don't know that video has anything to do with it. And I think, you know, I think somebody says this, his other Watson, I should have used that. That was very good. A-plus there. In the NFL's defense, right, I think they're on the right side of this. They want to hammer the dude. It's this independent process that they put together and collectively bargained that I think has you know, gone astray. And luckily the NFL has a chance to rectify this. We'll see if they do. Headlines next.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3.
Hey, it's The Juice on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Mike Gustafson and Clint Scott. I'm Aaron Dickens. We're joining you today until 6:30. We'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. The Texas Rangers will open up a series tonight against the Baltimore Orioles in Arlington. They return home after a lengthy West Coast road trip. Rangers took 3 of 4 from the Angels over the weekend. They now sit 46-55 overall, 20 games back of the first place Houston Astros in the AL West division standings. First pitch tonight from Globe Life Field, 7:05. Our pregame coverage will begin for you at 6:30 here on Double T 97.3. Astros also in action this evening. They'll open up a series against the Boston Red Sox in Houston. First pitch from the Juice Box, 7 p.m. Central Time. Our pregame coverage yours at 6:40 on 100.7 The Score. Astros are 67-36 on the season. They have a 12-game lead in the AL West over the Seattle Mariners. They have the second-best record in the American League, do the Astros. The Texas Tech Red Raider men's basketball team will open up the Maui Invitational against Creighton on Monday, November 21st in Hawaii. This will be the first time that the Maui Invitational has been played in Maui since COVID, which is really neat. All games of this event will be televised on ESPN, ESPN2, or ESPNU. Other games, Louisville versus Arkansas, Ohio State versus San Diego State, and Cincinnati and Arizona will go head-to-head, potentially a matchup of future Big 12 opponents.
Ooh, I like that.
How about that?
I like that. Well, I like the thought of that Arizona Hoops edition.
Milwaukee Brewers traded all-star closer Josh Hader to the San Diego Padres on Monday afternoon, sending the most dominant reliever in baseball in recent years to a team that has struggled in late-inning situations this season. Are you Padres of the... It just seems to me, it seems like they spend a lot of money, make a lot of off-season splashes, in recent years at least, and then not much to show for it.
Yeah, they've got the Dodgers just up the road there that have proved themselves to be a formidable roadblock, but there's no doubt that the Padres are going for it. You know, they're not backing away from that deal. They keep leaning in, and one key part to that trade is they didn't give up any of their five best guys. All the names that have been getting thrown around, like who they would trade to the Nationals for Soto, none of them went in this deal. So
Padres 57-46 in the season, 12 games back of the LA Dodgers in the NL West. You too can join the program. We would love to hear from you today. Let us know what you think on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at DoubleT973.com or through the DoubleT973 mobile app presented by Happy State Bank. This on the chat line from Derek. Any updates on the Big 12 today? Nothing today. I do think that it stands to reason. And Gus, let me know if you think this is off.
All right.
Clint, you too. There are two kind of things hanging over everyone's head right now that have not been finalized or at the very least not been made public yet. The biggest one is the Big Ten media deal. That thing has been negotiated or is in negotiation. We were originally expecting that to come sometime in June, but obviously the USC-UCLA stuff has kind of complicated things, I guess, in a good way for the Big Ten. And so at some point, that deal will get finalized, and they will have a big number to throw around to, you know, Notre Dame or any other potential additions. And then you also have the Pac-12, which is still in the middle of its negotiation window, exclusive window with ESPN and Fox. And so at some point in that period, they'll get a number from ESPN, mm-hmm. maybe a final number from ESPN. And that will be what the Four Corner programs in Oregon and Washington and the like kind of compare against, you know, what their other interests might be.
Yeah, no argument with any of that.
Yeah, so until some of those dominoes fall, I don't know that there's really much to say or much, like, that could happen. Now, granted, I say that, and then tomorrow when I'm flying across the country, we'll have some big news break and, you know.
It's a life in the big time, right?
Yeah. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. What Watson may or may not have done is heinous. While I don't condone it, any of the women could have chosen to file criminal charges and didn't. Explain to me how he did worse than Joe Mixon and Tyreek Hill. Correct me if I'm wrong. They didn't even see jail time, much less a suspension, and they hit a woman. Mixon broke a girl's jaw. So
on video.
Yeah, I'm not defending either of those guys. They should have been punished big time when they committed those offenses. When Mixon committed that offense, he was in Norman, Oklahoma, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thought process. Okay, well, this is the gauge that we have to go off. We gave those guys this, so we can't fix it and adjust our ruling system. Again, this is not the NFL's decision. The NFL has the decision now to see if they're going to appeal this and actually take it to Goodell. But you're going off of, well, we didn't do it for these other guys, so why would we do it now? You know, why would we catch up?
It's never a bad time to do the right thing.
Yeah. It's why not start now? I agree. The back ones are terrible, but if you're going off, oh, well, if we're gauging how we did it then, we don't need to do it now. That's stupid.
Yeah. I think that, like, from an NFL image standpoint, giving Watson six games for this or Watson doing these things is far worse to the NFL's image than Calvin Ridley taking a PED for which he gets popped 12 games. Right? Now, this is all collectively bargained, and that's kind of an automatic – you know, hey, you have this in your system, boom, you're done for 12 games. I get that. It's not quite an apples to apples comparison. But you know, it is what it is. And then if you're the NFL or any kind of business, you don't have to operate under the same, burden of proof as the criminal justice system, you know, period, nope. Point blank. Like if you, me, Clint, Jamie, Chuck, Woodman, anybody in this building had been accused of a fraction of what Watson had been accused of, we would have been terminated. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You just did like, hey, don't need you anymore. Good luck. AMF yo-yo. And that's and whether or not charges were filed or not, you know, that's the way it goes. So I don't. Just because the NFL or the Oklahoma Sooners or the Oklahoma State Cowboys chose the path of least resistance when it came to Joe Mixon, Tyreek Hill, whatever, doesn't mean the NFL should just kind of shrug its shoulders and give six games for a serial pervert. I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
Like, I mean, this isn't about, like, I'm trying to be very careful here. Not that there are many, like, 11-year-olds listening to Tech Talk right now. But this isn't like two consenting adults exchanging
right.
money in exchange for services, right? That's totally sure. separate. I'm not dunking on that at all. This is a grown man going to a professional massage therapist with an ulterior motive and making unwanted advances, and you know, doing it dozens of times allegedly. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. This is a lot worse than Josh Gordon getting kicked out of the league for smoking weed. Yes, I agree. Granted, I think that's kind of an automatic, like, hey, you fail this test and then this happens, et cetera. But I agree with what you say.
His head, it wouldn't. That might have been the straw that broke the camel's back on Josh Gordon.
Oh, and he had
Josh
multiple.
Josh Gordon had multiple,
Multiple failures.
We can't just go, oh my gosh, he got kicked out of the league. That was... like fourth offense.
T-Money 806 says this, but no Big 12 news. It's going to take a couple of days. I mean, your mark is busy replacing the toilet seat in his office bathroom with the present. Hashtag priorities. Would you do that? If you had, if I'm sure the commissioner has a private bathroom, right? Would you replace the toilet seat?
Would you call it a bathroom or a washroom?
Okay, probably
an executive washroom.
Yeah, executive washroom.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
First order of business.
Well, my mind jumped to when it was asked that way. Oh, 100% I would change it. But I've also lived in three apartments that I don't think
right.
I would change.
Yeah.
So why would I?
Yeah, and there have been a lot more butts on those toilet seats over the years than on the executive washroom there in Irving.
A lot more butts.
More Tech Talk next. We will get started with the Monkey Paw Trade Machine coming up on Lubbock Sports Station Double T 97.3.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3.
Hi there, it's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3, DoubleT973.com, and the Double T 97.3 mobile app presented by Happy State Bank with Mike Gustafson and Clint Scott. I'm Aaron Dickens. We are joining you today until 6:30. We'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at DoubleT973.com. All guests appear via the Benchmark hotline. We do this almost every year and have since 2016. This was originally conceived, as best as I can tell, I want to give credit where credit is due, by a man named Jason Concepcion. He goes by Network on Twitter. Big NBA guy, big comic book guy. He's a good follow. I think he's with The Ringer. And he conceived the Monkey Paw Trade Machine. And we've adapted this slightly to our purposes, but essentially it boils down to this. The Monkey Paw Trade Machine is a device powered by dark magic by which any sport wish is granted, but with unexpected evil consequences. All right?
Okay.
So I'm going to pose questions to both of you, sometimes both, sometimes individually, and we'll need an answer. All right? We'll start with a very easy one to kind of ease our way in. All right? Let me copy this down into a text file so that I can mark out the ones that we bang out.
Hardcore right here. Clint.
All right. Again, going to ease our way into this.
You a little nervous, Gus? I feel like I'm a tad nervous.
The Texas Tech baseball team will never miss another NCAA tournament during your lifetime, but you're never again able to charge your cell phone past 50%.
I'll take the cell phone.
You're choosing the cell phone?
Oh, yeah. I want the Red Raiders in the playoffs and I'll go to great lengths to make sure that happens. Yeah.
All right. So you'll just reduce your battery capacity by 50%.
I'll live with it. I'll take that for the team. Remember, I've got a tattoo coming if we win the College World Series, dude. Just as you're committed to shaving your or doing a show topless after 8 wins this season. It'll make you think about pepperoni pizzas, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I will choose to give up my battery's phone life. Now, to be fair, this is a pretty easy decision past just the Red Raiders making it to the playoffs every single year or to postseason play every single year because it feels like my phone is constantly on about 50% anyways. I don't know how many times a day I click low power mode, but it is an astounding amount, and it hasn't just been this phone. So it's not like I should probably get a new one. The battery's on its way out. It's like
that's a lifestyle for you.
Yeah. And also, I mean, if it's at 50%, I can just, even if it doesn't go past that, I can just plug my phone in so I know it's not going to die and use it.
I do think that because this is a repeat penalty, right? And I think this was a much more severe one back in like 2016. You didn't have just an overwhelming, you know, number of options in terms of the battery packs and all that stuff.
Oh, that's true.
And really, outside of when I travel, my phone pretty much stays at like 80% plus all the time. I'm like the anti-Clint here.
The anti-Clint?
Yes.
I like that I'm the hero in this and you are the villain. No. Nigga Clint, you've shown up here again.
Dun, dun, dun.
With your dreaded monkey pod trade machine.
All right. Your favorite baseball team. So in your case, the Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinals.
In your case, the Royals. They land Juan Soto in a trade, which is widely regarded across baseball as a gigantic steal for your favorite organization.
Yes.
But you have to wear a mask in public places for the next calendar year.
No, Juan Soto is not making that big of a difference on the Royals. They just shipped out Benintendi to the Yankees. What they always do, hey, you grew attached to a player? Okay, he's in another jersey. Have fun. Just forget 2014 and 2015. Those years didn't happen. I'm not giving up, you know, having to not wear a mask for not even mild success and just watching Juan Soto just eventually just give into depression. Like, he's going to crumple on the Royals. He's just going to stop showing up. Why would I do that to him or to me?
That's well-reasoned.
Yeah, I'd be excited. And I like the fact that you preceded it with it was a good deal, widely regarded good deal, meaning I didn't give up all the prospects and everything. But I don't know, man. If Soto could pitch a little, you could have made that a little sweeter if you'd have named off
just wait.
Big-time starting pitcher.
Just wait.
So no, I'm staying maskless in public.
A portal into the multiverse opens at Jones Stadium.
Good night.
And spits out Patrick Mahomes from 2016, Michael Crabtree from 2007, the entire 2008 offensive line, Gabe Rivera from 82, Zach Thomas from 95, EJ Holub from 1960. They all want to suit up for Texas Tech and play for Joe McGuire, but you gain 20 pounds for every game they win this season.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you, Dickens. First of all, so you said you get all of them? I don't have to pick them?
No, they're all there. All suited up. Red and black. Everything.
I'm going to take the wins and the 20 pounds per game, and then I'm going to take my fame when I'm on my 600-pound life. And like, you wouldn't even know. You're not as big as me. And you get quotes like that. I'd be a meme.
That's potentially like 260, 280. Oh, if you like, you know.
You get it rolling.
Yeah, I would take my TLC fame and then use it with all of the wins you got.
You haven't even guaranteed me a natty either.
Oh, no, no. That's... I mean, hard to imagine them not having some success.
Yeah. That's probably too much weight to gain. That's because that may darn near kill me. I'm being diabetic and everything else. I want to hold off on that one.
What was the...
But I do. That's tempting right there.
What was the weight loss competition?
Was it 15? If it was 15 pounds a win, would you do it?
No. Yeah. I don't even know that I'd do it at 10. Dude, I don't want to hurt 20 pounds. Dadgum. It's a moral dilemma right there.
Are you doing some quick math
there? So if you gave me 30 pounds and they won 12 games with my weight, I would be 630.
That's not bad.
And that's going up. I'm saying I would probably take 30 pounds, so definitely sign up for 20 pounds.
You can still walk at 630 at your age.
Yeah, and the Biggest Loser.
Not for long distances.
Like, I would go on either the TLC, like I joked about, or the Biggest Loser and win.
Mm-hmm.
Can I immediately start combating the weight loss?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's nothing. You could just go on a bunch of fasts and try to lose as much of those 20 every week between games. And you'll just, I mean, thank goodness for the bye week. Let's live on the elliptical.
I do have a real trade. Trey Mancini to the Astros.
Okay, how about that?
Don't know who's going back the other direction, but think about that. Who's been up and down with the Astros and been effective this year? Red Raider Parker Meschinski. That'd be a nice little trade thing to see going the other direction, because that's a young roster and he'd probably be parked firmly ensconced in the big league. But
he's got to go to Baltimore.
No, I understand. Here's what I'd rather have. Maybe an Astro bullpen guy or two goes to one of the guys that's ahead of Parker, goes the other direction.
I like that.
Clears the way for Parker to the big leagues. Let's see what happens. They haven't announced the other side of that one yet. I'd like to see a little good news for a Red Raider there.
We will keep you posted on the return there.
And by the way, 20 minutes left until.
Okay, well, our
MLB draft. Yeah, we continue this. I'm going to say 20 minutes left for the MLB draft guys to sign.
Got it. Somebody says this in the chat line. You're still not beating Alabama or Ohio State with that roster. Somebody else says, I'm fat enough, thanks. This on the chat line from Derek. How quick does that weight get gained? Because 20 pounds a week is a lot. It's just... automatically added. This, like direct deposit for fat.
Like we win, and then on my hike down from row 52, I'm like, damn.
Like you better be standing up when the clock goes to 000, because you might not be able to get out of that seat.
Oh, man.
Once the game goes final.
Just like going to be on one of those little automated scooters at the start. Like, why are you on that? You look fine.
Just
looking
wait.
For a big season.
We're playing Kansas, so just wait. Yeah.
Looking for a lot of wins this year, guys. Beep, beep.
I'm not going to make it back to the car.
And the worst part is, like, you know, you're at this point, you're just kind of waiting for that Texas game because, you know, Murray State's not going to be feel very good. All right. More Monkey Paw Trade Machine coming up. Just getting started. We'll find out what makes today special next.
the podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3.
A mysterious device by which, thanks to some magical dark power, any sports wish can be granted, but with unexpected evil consequences. We'll start with this one. Easy one, I think.
We'll resume.
Texas Tech goes on a magical run in its first season under Joe McGuire, wins the Big 12.
Nice.
And falls in the national championship game to Alabama. But you have to follow a strict vegan diet for a year.
Yeah, I'd do that.
You'd go vegan for a year?
I'd do that. Sure.
Doesn't excite me.
It's no cheese, man.
I'd take that.
I am going to pull a 180 because I know I just like, yeah, sign me up for 600 pounds. do not sign me up for the vegan. I will break that so fast.
Yeah, I don't know that I could. Like, I guess my biggest, the biggest obstacle for me with a vegan diet is that I don't know that there's any, like, what's the microwave pizza equivalent for a vegan diet? You know, like, what's the, you know, hot dog equivalent in terms of just like a quick, easy, like no thought or effort required meal? I don't know that that exists.
Tree bark?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so, and can you have cheese in a vegetarian diet?
Yes.
I could do a vegetarian one, I think. No,
well, we're not just giving this away, Clint.
it'd still be a struggle, but.
All right, Gus, this one's just for you.
All right.
Thanks to a freak but fortunate accident, Ozzie Smith undergoes a rapid reverse aging process.
Yes.
And is once again 25 years old. He quickly agrees to rejoin the St. Louis Cardinals organization.
Beautiful.
But you're only allowed to pay for things via check for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, man. I can do that.
You're just whipping out the checkbook.
Oh,
easy.
Yeah, sure. I can do that. Yeah.
I'm never going to stand behind you in a grocery line ever. Or you'll hear, oh, my gosh.
You could fill out the date and some of that crap ahead of time.
I mean, still, but anything, like, you go buy a pack of gum, and it's checkbook time.
Yep. I'd do it.
Wait, toll booths are going to be a nightmare for you.
Do you think you could buy a movie ticket with a checkbook?
Yeah, no, that's
Sir, please use the kiosk. I can't.
I can't.
It's a long story. It involves Ozzie Smith, but I can't.
Like, there's so few places that take checks, so I'd just be stuck at home.
Be a good way to save some money.
Yeah, yes, it would.
All right, Clint. This is just for you. The Kansas Jayhawks basketball team repeats as national champions in 2023, but the following year, Missouri goes undefeated and cuts down the nets.
You want an arrogant answer? You want a truly arrogant answer?
Yeah, no, I want the truth.
I like the odds of repeating. I'm not going to sign up for a Missouri championship.
I
don't need the help with giving up the worst school out there, giving them bragging rights.
All right. A mysterious benefactor donates enough money to Texas Tech Athletics to renovate Rip Griffin Park to the point where it is widely viewed as the best stadium in college baseball. But 250 beloved family pets across Lubbock instantly die.
Oh.
Random pets. But
those pets are going to die anyway. Those pets had short lives. This isn't like a sea. This wasn't some sea turtle that's going to live 90 years.
No, I am not taking it because on the odds that they're mine. By the way, sorry for blowing up your guys' phone when I thought I was texting my wife.
I was going to get to that.
I sincerely apologize for that.
We'll talk about that later. Don't worry about it.
On the chance that it's one of my animals, no chance. And it could be your pig.
I don't have a pig.
Not yet, but it could be your pig that falls.
I mean, that gives you more reason to say yes.
Exactly. Yay, baseball.
I mean, 250, your odds are pretty good, right? Because that's like, if you assume that every household has one, that's one in 1,000 households, more or less, in Lubbock.
Yeah, but okay, like, what if, think about this. What if you're taking this animal away? There's, like, an older couple, and their only joy in life at this point is little Fifi the poodle All of a sudden, it just dies mysteriously, and it's like 4 years old. You really want to do that to them?
Come on out
to Fifi.
Yeah, they can go to
come
River
on out
Park.
To the ballpark.
Yeah,
and enjoy a game.
Find joy
comfort.
In baseball.
Condolences to your baseball tickets.
Would you feel the least bit guilty though, enjoying the that first season at the ballpark when they have the Bark at the Park event? You know, would you just feel
And now a moment of silence for what got us here.
This time last year, these were all dogs. This year, it's about half turtles and frogs and stuff. Where are all the dogs? Well, long story, but enjoy that stadium club.
The Brooklyn Nets, desperate to get this situation behind them, trade Kevin Durant to your favorite NBA team for a future second-round pick and cash considerations. Very, very team-friendly deal. But Kyrie Irving becomes your live-in life coach.
Oh. No.
Who becomes your life coach?
Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Out.
No, and I've fallen so out of the NBA where I really don't even have a team solid enough that I'm rooting for that to happen.
Yeah, I figured that was probably an easy
and
one.
Even if I did just like, because the team I grew up enjoying was the Boston Celtics, even if I was still a hardcore Celtics fan, wouldn't be worth it as soon as you said Kyrie Irving was my life coach. Out.
All right, we got four more here. Your favorite baseball team, in your case the Cardinals, in your case the Royals, thanks to some hitherto unknown technology, reveal that they have signed 25-year-old clones of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, and Joe DiMaggio that are identical to the originals in every way.
Ooh.
But when you use the public restroom, you have to use a urinal with your pants around your ankles.
No.
No?
And I'm going to have a very unpopular answer, one, as to why.
Oh, they're not as good?
Yeah, who says that in this era of pitching that they can keep up with the hitting and that they're going to be the exact same level of effectiveness as they were in their own era?
And that's exactly why I cringed. Ooh, you know.
Yeah.
There may be a curve there for some of those dudes. And old Babe's not going to age well. Babe will like DH-ing, though. And Babe, those guys may hop in and go, dude, this weight room thing is pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
dining room.
They might get better, actually.
Right. And how long do I have to pee with my ankles around my
indefinitely?
Pants?
Yeah.
Indefinitely?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No. Only public restrooms, though.
It's true.
Can you imagine? Because, sometimes... At you're just 55. In there and having a conversation. Like, if you're waiting in line and you're like, boy, Red Raiders really putting it to them. Yeah, and you're talking, oh, you seem like a completely normal person. And then they walk away and just drop them.
To the ankles.
Sit back up. Boy, Kevin O'Banner's having himself a night, isn't he?
You're going into a lot of stalls. There's very few urinals there.
No, it says you have to use a urinal.
Didn't hear that in the first rendition, did you?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
You have to use a urinal with your pants around your ankles. Now, I guess if you wanted to maybe like cheat the system, go to one of those family restrooms, you know?
That's true.
With like the diaper changing station.
Do you need to tinkle, tinkle?
I should have included you guys sing that song too, but I didn't. Yeah, because your point about them not being as good in like this modern era, to Gus's point, they actually might get better with dedicated nutrition.
But dropping them in on the first day, there's
it's
going to
be
a little behind.
Curve.
Be like, they're the first day, that wouldn't excite me. Maybe even the first few months. But
what's this protein powder stuff?
Exactly. Shouldn't I be out eating a ribeye every night?
Yeah.
Six helpings of whatever.
Give me the cigar. You can't have that when you walk up to the plate.
What? Exactly. Hey, babe. Easy on the hot dogs.
I hate this 2022.
You too can join the program. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments in the Yates Flooring Center chat line at TT973.com. Somebody says this. Vegan is a lifestyle. The diet is basically the same as vegetarian. Shelly says this on the chat line. Vegan for a year? Hell yes, I would. And don't even try vegan microwave pizza. It's terrifying.
Going back to the other one, the vegan is a lifestyle is not helping that argument for me.
Yeah, and I think basically the same as vegetarian is basically is doing a lot of work there in that sentence. Because, like, you can eat cheese and drink milk on a vegetarian diet.
And eat eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, those go that's a long insane. Way comparatively.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a lifestyle.
For a Big 12, for an undefeated run and a national championship appearance loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
more Tech Talk next.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3.
Hello there. Good afternoon. Thank you for spending part of your Monday with us alongside Mike Gustafson and Clint Scott. I'm Aaron Dickens. We're joining you today until 6:30. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. You can also access that through the Double T 97.3 mobile app presented by Happy State Bank. All guests appear via the Benchmark Hotline. Well, coverage of the Texas Rangers coming up at 6:30 as they open up a series against the Baltimore Orioles in Arlington. First pitch tonight, 7:05 p.m. Central Time. And again, pregame coverage yours at 6:30 on Double T 97.3. Astros in action against the Red Sox on 100.7 The Score. That coverage starts at 6:40. We have a few more entries for the Monkey Paw trade machine. All right, just three more.
All right.
The LA Angels trade Shohei Ohtani to your favorite baseball team, in your case, the Cardinals, in your case, the Royals, Clint. And he quickly promises, off to the side, unofficially, to sign a team-friendly long-term deal with the club when he becomes a free agent down the line.
Nice.
But a player not on your team loses three fingers in a freak accident.
It's a real Jason Pierre-Paul situation you're putting
possibly,
us there.
Possibly, yeah. I'm sure they would get some kind of settlement or, you know, MLB pension.
You talked me into it. Give me Shohei on the Royals.
Exactly. As long as it's a spare. As long as it's a. What if it's a pitcher on his non-throwing hand?
Yeah. Yeah, nothing.
Heck yeah.
Old Palmy Joe will be okay. He's not dying.
The Sooners had a guy that had Levi Prater. Only had. He was missing a couple of fingers. And in 2020, in the COVID year, drafted in the, I don't know, fourth round. Good pitcher.
Yeah. Abbott was missing an entire arm.
Hand.
Yeah,
kind of, yeah.
So y'all are.
Give me Shohei Ohtani.
Y'all are just whacking some digits.
Play the song. Sucks to be you.
See, it would be very different if you said, I lost the three fingers. Oh, it'd be yeah, like, what no. do you want? I'm yeah. not an animal.
I'm trying to make these difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. Some random person that I don't have to know about. It's just like all those pets I sacrificed earlier for a new ballpark.
Well, along those same lines, the Texas Tech football team beats Texas and Oklahoma this season, but somewhere in the universe, a thriving intergalactic civilization is wiped out by a gruesome and painful space plague.
Horns down right there. Sorry.
Billions of intelligent beings. Just wiped off the map by a space plague for two wins. You're just.
Did they think they were better than Earth?
They didn't know about Earth.
Were they arrogant?
Yeah, no, they just.
Somewhere in a very far off galaxy, the Black Zorgs are going, you know, somewhere in a different part of the galaxy, our space baseball team, they'll win.
Our space ball team.
Our space ball team, but they. Come on, fellow Block Sorgs, what do we say? Yeah, it doesn't matter. They probably think they're better than
us. Screw them.
Just one game?
Two games? Yeah, you beat Texas and Oklahoma this year.
Hmm? A couple good home games.
Be pretty big for Joe McGuire.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, prove to me it's really out there. Then I'll feel bad about it.
All right. The Red Raiders become the first team, I think this is right, the first college baseball team in nearly 60 years to post an undefeated season, right?
Yeah.
They run through the Big 12. They make quick work of their opponents in Omaha.
Yes.
But you have to wear head-to-toe Longhorn apparel to every game. I'm talking like shoes, you know, socks, like wristbands.
I would take one for the team for that, but God almighty.
Like a foam hook'em?
Because I'd be on here telling everybody, hey, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If I do this, we could just be like the cactus thing. Maybe it could just take off.
Again, kill the space civilization. Don't make me wear the Longhorn stuff. I don't know. That's tough. Because I don't know if I could explain it, because no one's going to believe you. Because not only now are you the person that has Texas stuff head-to-toe, you're the person in Texas stuff head-to-toe going, you guys are welcome. You guys are so welcome.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Doesn't happen without me.
You're standing there waiting for folks to say thank you for your sacrifice or yeah. Thank you for your
service.
That's
what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. This in the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Two wins. I'd vote Galactic Genocide for just a win over Texas. Lucas says this in the chat line. The aliens were Sooner fans, probably. Raiders dad says, not on my team or in my family. Doesn't impact me. Doesn't bother me. Make it 10 guys losing three fingers. Wow.
Oh, there it is.
Man.
Nice.
This on the chat line. Raider's dad says, again, wipe out all these civilizations. Okay, well, we know where Raider's dad stands.
Yeah, he's not even going after one. He's going after them all.
Yeah. Give me half the reward for twice the price.
Now you're saying you're also wiping out, you know, mankind and humans competition? Two birds, one stone.
You two can join the program. We would love to hear your thoughts and comments today on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at TT973.com.
Speaking of space, an actress, Star Trek actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Died after full life.
Big time. Yeah, it happened yesterday. Was
Bill Russell mm-hmm. and her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll let you say her name.
Oh, Nichelle Nichols.
Yeah. Oh, I was going with the character name. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Uhura.
Uhura. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. 88 years old, I believe.
Yep. Good run. No doubt.
This in the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Space plague weed strain.
That's a perfect one.
That's pretty good.
There's some that are better than others. That's the top of the list.
This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Do you think the Pac-12 commissioner thought that it was cute that he says that they hadn't decided yet whether they were shopping in the Big 12 or not? That's their issue. They can never make a decision. Yeah, he doubled down. And I don't remember where, I think this was a specific interview, but he said there are no Pac-12 teams that will join the Big 12. I mean, there's no way to get any more emphatic than that. He called his shot.
And did he put a time window of time on
that? I don't know. He didn't like qualify it at all.
I'm sure he means in this round of whatever.
Maybe, but he's definitely opening himself up to some clapbacks,
yeah,
or some hashtag freezing cold takes if things change. They did announce a chief people and inclusion officer today. So not everything is going poorly there in Pac-12 country. This on the chat line, who's making the t-shirts to send him when the Pac-12 teams jump ship? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it is.
You've been listening to the Tech Talk podcast from Double T 97.3. Check out Double T 973.com for more from Lubbock Sports Station.